Matthew 6:19. Do not store up for yourselves treasures on earth, where moths and vermin destroy, and where thieves break in and steal. Kingdom of God Lessons for the Well-Off and Comfortable, Part 2, What Not to Do. Albert J. Lowry set out to prove that it was easy to get rich quick in real estate with no money down. He did just that. Not surprisingly, his 1980 book, How You Can Become Financially Independent by Investing in Real Estate, was a bestseller. In a May 1981 cover story, Money Magazine estimated Lowry's net worth at $30 million and called him a real estate wizard. But something went wrong. In October 1985, his company, the Success Development Institute, collapsed with $2.5 million in debts. In June of 1987, it was reported that Lowry's assets were being liquidated in Los Angeles under Chapter 7 of the Federal Bankruptcy Code. In the end, his rise and fall were equally steep and impressive. Apparently, Mr. Lowry did not subscribe to John Wesley's mantra, earn all you can, save all you can, give all you can. His modified approach of taking instead of giving all you can eventually backfired. As believers, let's review some of the do's and don'ts that can help us stay on the righteous path. This week, we will review the not-to-dos. Have you ever compiled a not-to-do list? While the purpose of a to-do list is to record and prioritize our goals, a not-to-do list records the things that would take us off track from our target. A not-to-do list provides three very important things. Focus, focus, and yes, you're right, focus. For instance, in teaching my son to hit a baseball, I told him not to swing at a ball outside of the strike zone. His job was to stay focused and ignore the balls. He should only swing at the baseball if it is in the strike zone. For well-off believers in our context, I propose a not-to-do list that can improve our focus and thus help us avoid the pitfalls of the rich outlined in Scripture. After all, we too need to ignore the balls, things that take us off track. I believe the list should contain at least three items which can keep us grounded as we seek to magnify and serve God. 1. Love money more than God. Desiring and pursuing wealth can easily take us off track and put us on a collision course with God's plans for our lives. In fact, the Bible consistently depicts wealth as a danger zone if not approached righteously. For instance, Paul writes in 1 Timothy 6:10, that the love of money is the root of all evil. A root is something that grows and produces something. What the love of money produces is rarely good. 2. Yield to temptation to make wealth the goal of our lives. In 1 Timothy 6:9-17, Paul warns that those who want to get rich fall into temptation and a trap. Once in the trap, it becomes convenient to overreach and fill our bank account by less than honest methods. Repent and avoid sinful actions to make money because they reveal envy and pride and greed in our lives. 3. Develop a false sense of security. Jesus warns us with words, do not, in Matthew 6:19. He reminds us that earthly riches are a temporary blanket of comfort that can distract us from seeking heavenly eternal treasures. The parable of the sower offers us a strong warning against allowing riches to choke out the word and make us unfruitful. Whether we draft a not-to-do list or subconsciously follow one, it can prevent us from falling victim to self-satisfaction by loving money more than God, to self-indulgence by yielding to the temptation of making wealth a goal in life, to self-fulfillment by deceiving ourselves with a false sense of security. Questions. 1. Discover. If you were to draft a not-to-do list and add something, what would you add? 2. Develop. John Wesley's quote applies to rich and poor. Earn all you can, save all you can, give all you can. Out of the three major actions, earn, save, and give, which ones are easiest to accomplish and which are the hardest. 3. Demonstrate. If you had a saying that exhibited your approach to life as John Wesley did, what would yours be? For me, it might be, do all I can, while I can, where I am, with what God gives me. This is Brother Raymond Johnson. For a copy of this devotional, please visit my blog at 3dbeliever.com or send an email to raymond@3dbeliever.com. Become a 3D believer today.